A rash of suicides across the Air Force has commanders worried. As of August 1st, 78 airmen had taken their own lives in 2019, 28 more than had died by suicide at the same point last year. In an online video posted last month, Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force Kalith Wright announced a resiliency tactical pause, where units take a break from the daily grind to focus on well-being.
This is your day, so make it your own. We won't tell you what to do, we won't tell you how to do it. You know best what your teams need. Use the resources that we've made available to you, but make it personal, make it about them, all of them.
But thank you everyone for being here today.
At the Fort Sam Houston Theater Tuesday, airmen gathered along with their commanding officers to bring the focus back to mental health. They heard from Kristen Christie, an Air Force spouse who lost her husband to suicide.
I'm here to tell you that there is no room on this battlefield for strangers. There is no room on this battlefield for silence. And what's left of me and my family are here to talk about it because there's healing in it for us.
After Christie spoke, airmen and their units broke off into small groups where they discussed concerns around mental health reporting and other issues. Chaplains and other health providers were on hand to help facilitate. Senior Airman Niyasha St. Aramond Wells says it can be hard for airmen to ask for help, especially when they're seen as protectors.
Being in the military, I feel like there's this culture where you have to be strong because you are the person defending the country, so you have to be the backbone.
She says it helps when leaders model vulnerability and guide their units to resources.
You have to recognize that you need help, but also leadership you feel you could confide in should help also. So it's a two-way street for everyone.
Joint Base San Antonio Commander Laura Lenderman says she hopes the stand down will kick off a longer supportive conversation.
That's what today's all about, and that's the relationship you have with the individual. And you're understanding what they're going through and reaching out and doing something.
Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.